listening to the Head in the Clouds podcast, a proud member of the Converge Podcast Network. Now to the man with his head constantly in the clouds, your host, Ryan Romeo.
That's right, English announcer lady. This is the Head in the Clouds podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping you get your dream off the ground. My name is Ryan Romeo, and first off, this has been, for those of you that have been following the 12-week series, this is week 12, and I have to apologize because I have made you wait for weeks. My producer was like, Ryan, you're doing a 12-week series, and you stopped at week 11. And, you know, December, when you're working at a church, December is like just an insane month in general. But now in COVID season, I feel like it's even more crazy. And so I just apologize to you guys. Week 12, I really, really had a dramatic pause there between week 11 and week 12. And this is the last podcast going into the new year. And thank you so much for all of you that have been following this 12-week series. Really, 2020 has been quite the year. There's been a lot of big things that have happened. And it's funny for me, right when I release a book about following God-given dreams, COVID happens. For me, it was just such a hard time. You know, just being honest, it was like a, Lord, what is going on sort of thing. And now that I'm looking back over this year, I'm really thankful for what God did. And we're going to dive into the content for week 12 here in a minute. But I just wanted to say this. I'm really thankful for 2020. I know that not many people are. But I'm real thankful that 2020, for me, caused me to get my head above water. It caused me to slow down. It caused me to have a lot of introspection on the things that I was doing. And it caused me to keep pressing in when I didn't feel like doing it. And honestly, that is the strength of 2020 for a lot of people. If you've kept going in 2020, I just want to be the person to say, good job. Good job. Way to keep going. There are a lot of people that got pushed to the sidelines and allowed the enemy to push them to the sidelines. And whether it's COVID or politics or whatever it is, our nation, our world, our church, we've gone through such a huge shaking. Our pastor, David Stockton, he got this word a year ago. Last Christmas, he woke up and he came and told our executive leadership team. He said, I feel like the Lord's saying we're going through a big shaking. You know, and at the time, we didn't know what COVID was. At the time, I was, you know, getting ready for my book to release. I was getting ready for our Dwell Worship Conference. You know, we seemed like we were riding high. And the Lord's faithful to give us that sort of precursor that, hey, for those of you following the Lord and that are really in tune with him, he starts to give you little warning shots going, hey, just want to let you know, there's a shaking coming. You're going to be fine. I'm going to take care of you, but there's a shaking coming. And I'm thankful for 2020 for that shaking. I'm thankful for the ability to spend more time with the family and travel a whole lot less. I mean, I haven't jumped on a plane at all in 2020, which for me is very different. And I'm thankful for that. I really am. But diving into today's content, it really is the last. You know, we've been going through, and if you haven't been following the 12 weeks, I'd really encourage you, just jump back. Start at week 1, go through week 12. You won't regret it, because we went through a lot of things in the very beginning of the series talking about heart level things, you know, the expectation for different things, like really honing in on the spiritual depth and the anchoring for your identity and making sure that it's in the right place. Because we talk about following dreams, we talk about doing big things for God all the time, but not a lot of people talk about that. You do not want the Lord to give you something that your character can't handle. You don't want the Lord to bring something to you that's too quick. You don't want to fight to grab a stage before the Lord hands it to you, like, or a platform or anything. Like, you do not want to move outside of that heart level depth and anchoring in the Holy Spirit. That was the first few weeks. You know, we really dove back into what is this foundation that we're building. And then we went into the dream killers. You know, what are the dream killers that are going to come along? The noise, the critic, the setback. These are things that are going to hit you no matter what you do, no matter how close you are to Jesus, like, no matter how much you're like, I know this is from God. Those things, those setbacks will hit you. And we have the choice to either let them sideline us or make us better. And that was that middle section. And now we're at the starting section. And we've been going through how to pitch an idea, how to lay out a plan in front of people that can get you funding and things like that. Like, those are really, really important. And now week 12, I'm going to finish with what I think is really the most important thing for us. And I know that's kind of a bold thing, but I do think that this week is the most important thing that I want to leave you with at the end of this 12 weeks. Because maybe you've been working on your heart level stuff. Maybe you've written down your vision. You've written everything down into like a great elevator pitch. You're like, Lord, I am ready to dive in. I'm ready to talk to people. I'm ready to start moving forward. All of that is so good. And there are those moments where, and I'll just say this, there are moments where God asks you to step out of the boat. And those are very big moments that God is going to make very clear for you. There's been several times in my life when I took this job up in Phoenix, I had been working in manufacturing with my dad for a long time. And I've talked a lot about that and how that felt so, so different and diametrically opposed to what I felt like God designed me for. But yet that was a season that was very purposeful that really led me to successes in other areas. But there was a moment when I got a call from my friend Joel, and still my best friend. You know, he really is just an amazing guy. And he called me. He's like, Ryan, there's a job up here, up in Phoenix. He knew I wanted a job in ministry. And, you know, at this point, I'm 30 years old, and I had only really volunteered hours and maybe worked, you know, a handful of hours, getting a few hundred bucks, you know, a month kind of positions at local churches. And this was a full-time job. And he said, I think you should come up here and check it out. And so I met with a leader, and it was a real moment. Like, my wife and I, when we felt like God was calling us to step out of the boat in Tucson, we remember before we even got that call for a job offer, we got home from a vacation and we were in California. We came back to Tucson, and I turned to Blake and I was like, this doesn't seem like home anymore. And I didn't know how else to put, there's different kind of communicators. I'm a kinesthetic communicator. What does that mean? That means I feel things and then I try to communicate how I feel, which means I don't always have the right words, which means sometimes I trail off, which means sometimes I don't communicate things very clearly, but I'm communicating more from an emotional state. And I had this strong emotion when I came back to Tucson from vacation that this was not home anymore. And I had lived there my whole life. And it was a very, very real feeling that I felt like was from the Lord. And then my wife was like, yeah, I feel the same way. And, you know, if you're married, the way that your spouse feels matters too, you know? and so we both looked at each other. We're like, this is just not home anymore. We didn't know what that meant. We weren't really sure what we were going to be going into, but we just knew that it just didn't feel like it was home anymore. And then, you know, a few weeks later, I get this call, and then we come up to Phoenix and meet with the pastor, and we drove back just going, we just knew this was it. Like, this was our stepping out of the boat moment. We knew that there was enough outside things that were happening that it was like, this is it. And sometimes it really is just this overwhelming emotion. And especially if you're connected with the Lord and you're spending a lot of time with him every morning, and there just comes this moment where you're like, it's time to move on. It is time to move on. And those are really important to hang on to. Those are really, really important to pay attention to. But you have to know that there is going to be a checkoff from the Lord. So in your prayer time, you're going, yes, I feel peace about this. I feel this peace that surpasses understanding. It is time. It's time to start moving. It's time to step away from my job. It's time to take this job offer or to start that company or whatever it is. There are those stepping out of the boat moments. And it's so important that you have confirmation from the Lord, number one. Confirmation that God is saying yes to it. And a lot of times it's very, very clear. It's hard to avoid it. You're going, gosh, I can't really avoid this. Whether your spouse or you or friends are sharing words with you or something, there's this prophetic sort of, I know what I need to do. And I feel this supernatural peace. I know that I don't have all my ducks in a row quite yet, but I'm going to step out of this boat and trust the Lord with it. Those moments come, and you're going to have a real confirmation from the Lord, real confirmation from friends, real confirmation from leadership that you love and you look up to, and you say, hey, I feel like this is something that God is calling me to do. And those are exciting. Those are amazing. Those are the things that you're going to remember. Like these are the moments where you're stepping out. So number one, that's for you, if you're in that moment right now, my encouragement to you going into January, starting this new year, like step out of that boat. If God is saying go, you got to go. Like if God is saying move, you have to move, you know, like, and you're either going to listen to him now or it's going to be forced upon you later. Just say yes, you know, and going into this podcast, I was praying, and I pray for you guys every time I dive into these podcasts. There are some of you listening that you just have to move on. You have to shake the dust off your feet on this last season, and you got to move on to the next season. And it's scary and you don't know all the answers, and that's okay. That's okay. Do your best. You know, if you've been following this podcast, hopefully you at least have an elevator pitch or you've got something lined up that you're like, this is the plan. I don't know if it's going to work, but this is the plan and I'm going to dive into it, you know. Then there's some other people, and this is part two of this podcast that I think is also very, very important. And it's funny, it's the very last chapter of my book. And this is a lot less fun to talk about. This is where we're going to be 90% of our life. So some of you are in that 10% part of your life right now where God's saying, move, 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 step out of the boat. It's time to put your faith in action and really step out. For some of you, this season, you're wrapping it up and God's saying, stay where you're at. Our culture does not value serving very much. Our culture does not value being faithful with where you're at. That is just not something that raises everybody's excitement level. It's not something that, you know, when you hear like a superstar preacher and everyone's cheering, it's not because they're up on stage going, you have to serve and be faithful with today and keep following the Lord. Like, that doesn't get applause. You know, they're going, you got to step out of the boat and you got to, you know, the Lord's going to do something mighty with you in this season. And those are the words that get the applause line. But that's really only 10%, in my experience, 10% of the people that are sitting there. And 90% of the time is this serving God, serving people in very unexciting times. And COVID has taught us that, really. COVID's taught us, you know, the value of serving, the value of slowing down, the value of our family and our friends, and spending time with them. It really has taught us a lot. And serving, I want to come back to, you know, the anchor story And the story that really kicked off the Head in the Clouds book, when I was praying, and a lot of you have heard this story before, but, you know, I was praying about writing another book, and I was in the middle of writing a book on creativity, and the Lord spoke to me through the story of Joseph in a very, you know, it was like one of those moments that it was like the Lord caused a quiet time, you know, just a moment in the morning where I normally just read the Bible and get something for the day. But this was a really big day where God poked at me and said, hey, this story about Joseph is what I want you to write about. Visionaries, dreamers, these people that feel like they're hearing something from the Lord that's far greater than them. I want you to write a book, and I want you to look at the life of Joseph. And one of the things about the life of Joseph, and we've talked about the story before, but I really want to hone in on it today. When Joseph was, you know, in his life, he feels like he has this huge dream from God, this thing that pushes him beyond the boundaries of what it looked like he, you know, what he thought he could do, and beyond the boundaries of what his brothers and even his dad thought he could do. It was not based on reality. It was this vision of, Joseph, you are going to be a man of great influence, and that's it. And I'm not going to tell you anything else. I'm not going to tell you how long it's going to take to get there. I'm not going to tell you what you're even going to be doing when you're that man of great influence. I'm just going to tell you you're a man of great influence. And if you know the story, Joseph gets, you know, thrown in a pit, and his brothers fake his death and then sell him into slavery. And when he's in slavery, he's in the house of a man named Potiphar. And I just love this. And I'm going to read this text. This is out of the Message, so it's a little bit more storytelling sort of vibe. But this is Genesis 39, starting in verse 2. As it turned out, God was with Joseph, and things went very well for him. He ended up living in the home of his Egyptian master. His master recognized that God was with him, saw that God was working for good in everything that he did. He became very fond of Joseph and made him his personal aide. He put him in charge of his personal affairs, turning everything over to him. From that moment on, God blessed the home of the Egyptian, all because of Joseph. The blessing of God spread over everything that he owned, at home and in the fields. He's talking about Potiphar. And all Potiphar had to concern himself with was eating three meals a day. The text says that his master notices that God is working through Joseph and that everything he does prospers and carries the mark of God on it. This didn't happen through prayer and faith alone. This happened with hard, faithful, engaged work amid a dark and unjust situation. It was the result of Joseph pouring himself into this imperfect situation with everything that he had, not to climb the ladder, but because there was no ladder for him to climb. He's a slave of this man, Potiphar. He did it to be faithful to the God that he believed and trusted in. He did it to be faithful to the calling that God had for him. Many of us don't look at our life this way. Many of us look at our life and we go, what do we get out of this season? What happened when Joseph was really faithful and he worked hard in Potiphar's house? Did he become a man of great influence? Well, he became a man of influence in the house of his slave master, you know? Maybe you're a better person than me, but I don't look at that as a big win. I don't want to be the head of the household of my slave owner, you know, of the person who owns me as a slave. What happened when Joseph was really faithful? Well, Potiphar's life got real easy. Was Potiphar a devout follower of God? No, it doesn't say anything like that. Potiphar just recognized that Joseph was a hard worker, that Joseph, the things that he put his hand to, succeeded. And Potiphar said, hey, will you run my household? As soon as he did that, Joseph was really faithful with Potiphar and made everything that Potiphar did succeed. I want to ask you a really hard question. And especially those of you that are in ministry right now, or you're working a job that's not real fun. How easy are you making the life of your boss right now? How easy are you making it for them? Are you carrying weight for them? Do you have what I tell my team, a posture of yes when your leader comes to you and says, hey, I want you to do this thing. And instead of you thinking about how much work it's going to take, you go, yes, I will do that. How much are you serving your leader right now? How much are you serving your boss right now? If you're working at Starbucks, or you're working at, you know, a diner right now, or you're working in a, you know, communications company or a manufacturing company, how much are you serving your leader? I know this feels like a big departure from following a big dream from God, but it is so vital in our culture right now. If your leader is looking at you going, man, thank you for serving me. I see that everything that you do and everything I ask you to do prospers. I'm going to give you more responsibility. If your leader doesn't look at you that way, then I don't know if you're looking at this season through a true lens from Jesus. Jesus said, you know, the greatest among you will be the servants of all. We serve in a backwards kingdom. And a lot of this, you know, it's like following a dream from God. It falls apart when you believe following a dream from God means everybody needs to serve you. You and I, none of us deserve people following us. None of us are entitled to people wrapping their lives around vision that we cast. I've said this before, you know, when you're casting vision to people that could give you money, you are not entitled to their excitement. You're not entitled to their excitement. You have to earn it. And if you walk out of a meeting and people didn't invest in what you presented to them, it's you, it's on you and not on them. It really is on you to take a step back and say, how could I grow from this, you know?
You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And now, a message from a network supporter.
But this is where real faith comes in. This is where followers of Jesus are different than everybody else. This is where following a dream looks so different than it does in the world. The world says that, you know, if you have a dream, you build a team of people that devote their whole life to you and devote their whole life to this vision that you have. And the mark of success is a bunch of people serving you. You know, we imagine, oh, you just show up at work as the boss and people bring you your favorite cup of coffee. And, you know, you've got an assistant that does all the work for you so you can meet with the big wigs. That is not what leadership looks like in the kingdom. I'm sorry. That is not what it looks like. Leadership is getting in the trenches. Leadership is serving. Leadership looks like making your boss look great and you get almost no, like you work so hard, your boss gets all the accolades and you have to sit there and know you pulled it off for them and you made them look really good. And between you and the Lord, you go, I am so pleased with that. That is what true leadership in the kingdom looks like. It really, really is. You look at the life of Joseph, you look at the life of Jesus, you look at biblical characters, a lot of them, it's like they served, they really served where they're at. And my challenge to you right now is, how does your boss look at you? How does your leader look at you? Do they trust you? Do they give you more? Do you make them look really good? Do you come into work happy? Do you come into work stressed? Do you come into work, you know, feeling entitled to taking, you know, more time off? And obviously, you know, you don't want to be just a rug for people. If people are taking advantage of you or working you to the bone and you're working 80 hours a week, you know, maybe you don't have a great boss. But I think a lot of us complain about our bosses and we're working 40 hours a week and we get 2 days a week off. And it's, if we take a step back, we go, it's really not that bad, you know? And the way that you serve where you're at, it's like if Joseph can serve a slave master really well, how much more can we serve our leader really well? How much more can we serve our boss really well? And ultimately, what it does is it points to a heart posture of saying, I am not serving my leader. I am serving the Lord. I am serving the Lord through my servant heart right now. Some of you out there, you really need to hone in on this. Some of you out there maybe are struggling with feeling entitled. Maybe you're not serving your boss very well right now. Maybe you're not serving where you're at right now very well, or you've been in it for years and you've lost your heart and God has not called you somewhere else. You need to take a step back. You need to pray for some strength and you need to say, Lord, I am here. You need to look at your boss and say, I am here. I love you. I want to serve you. I want everything that you do to prosper. Like, that's my heart, because I serve a God who served us. Jesus washed his disciples' feet. Jesus died on a cross. He was tortured and killed for you and I. How much more can we serve where we're at right now? Ultimately, that's what we need to ask ourselves. We need to say, what is, you know, how well am I serving right now? How well am I giving myself to the things that I know God is calling me to right now? John Piper, this is one thing I really enjoy John Piper. I'm going to read two things. Hebrews 13 is one of those things that I talk about with my team all the time. Hebrews 13 is one of those things that that tells us what it looks like to serve our leadership. This is Hebrews 13, verse 17. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who have to give an account. Yep. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be no advantage to you. I teach this all the time. It's very practical. But serving your leaders is one of those things that actually will help you in your life. Serve them, love them, obey them, have that posture of yes when they ask you for something, because it actually helps you out. And this is Hebrews. This is post-Jesus world. This is like, yes, God calls us to really big, crazy things, amazing things. But most of the time, this is what following Jesus looks like. Serving. And for those of you that are leaders, hone in on the beginning part, because there are bad leaders out there for sure. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who have to give an account. As a leader, I am watching over the souls of the people that I'm leading. I have a lot more say over how overworked they are, about how overwhelmed they are than I think I do. I have a lot more say in their life than I think I do. And at the end of the day, I have to give an account. I have to sit before God and say, these were the people you entrusted to me, and this is how I activated them. This is how I served them. This is how I encouraged them. This is how I cast vision for them and led them into amazing things that they never thought that they could do. This is something I have to give an account for as a leader. They are keeping watch over your souls, and they have to give an account. And so when you have a good leader, you have to know that that's something that they carry, this weight that they carry in leadership. And this is, so John Piper, I love, he was talking about Hebrews 13, was talking about understanding submission to leadership. He said it this way: I should have a bent towards trusting my leaders. Be bent that way. Don't be distrustful of people. Second, I should have a disposition to be supportive in my attitudes and actions toward the goals and the direction of the leaders. If they craft a vision and they set some goals, be supportive. Go with them. I think it means we should want to imitate their faith. I think it means we should be happy, have a happy inclination to comply with their instructions. John Piper makes things very clear. So does the author of Hebrews. We should really have a bent toward our leaders and should support them. This is why I think this is such an important podcast. Because if your expectation is that people will serve you when you become a leader, you are looking at leadership the way that the world does. You are looking at following your dream the way that the world looks at it. And it is a dark and selfish ambition to have a dream of people serving you and bringing you your favorite drink. And, you know, like that's not what leadership is. Because when you get into that place of leadership, you'll understand for the leader who loves Jesus, who is in tune with the Holy Spirit, leadership is a weight that leaders carry. Now, it's not beyond what they can handle because the Lord doesn't give us beyond what we can handle. But it is beyond what we can handle in the sense that we need the Holy Spirit. And there is a weight, you know, when you look at a team, David, our pastor was telling me this, you know, we're talking about this, is there's this weight when you're at a staff party and you look out over everybody and you go, they are looking at me to take care of their family and health insurance and, you know, cast vision and all of this stuff. There is a weight to leadership that is hard to explain until you're there. And so if you're not in that place right now, all I would say is just trust me. Trust me, being a leader is not fun. It's very lonely sometimes. It's very hard sometimes. Serve your leader. Serve them well. Knowing that that is a precursor to how you are going to approach your dream when it comes around. How well you serve right now, your leadership will show how well you serve the people under you in the future. And God will not, and if you're serving somebody else's dream right now, God will not let that be in vain. How you serve somebody else's vision is the kind of people that God's going to bring to serve your vision when the time comes. How well are you serving your leader right now? Because that is a real clear understanding of what the kind of followers you're going to have in the future. Because if you could serve your leader, you could serve the people that are going to come and start giving their life to your vision. You could serve them really well. And when you do that, the kingdom moves forward. When you do that, Jesus smiles on that sort of leadership because that's what he modeled to us. And that's the main thing as we wrap up this series. That is the main thing I want you to think about. Be faithful in this season. If you're in that 10% in the beginning, you know, like you've been serving, God's probably bringing you into a season where you need to start moving. So start moving, you know. If God has not made it clear yet, then serve really well where you're at. Trust Jesus with this season. Serving your leadership when nobody else sees it, even when your leader doesn't recognize it, is an act of faith and trust in Jesus because you trust that he's seeing you when nobody else is. I want to pray for you guys at the end of this 12 weeks. I think this is really, really important. And thank you so much for those of you that have been following along. Thank you so much for those of you that have been sharing it and liking it and subscribing to the podcast. It really, really means the world to me. And 2021, and we're going to keep going. I have a heart to keep moving on this podcast because I really have a heart to serve you and really have a heart to see you step into the things that God has for you. But right now, I just want to pray a blessing over you. And right now, just wherever you're at, just put yourself in a posture of receiving this. Put yourself in a heart posture of saying yes to this. But Father, I thank you for everybody that's listening right now. I thank you that they're listening on purpose. God, there's a bunch of podcasts they may listen to, and they may pop podcasts on and off, but this is different right now. In this moment, I pray specifically for them that they would have your favor in their life. number one, for the people that are feeling like they need to step out of the boat, God, would you give them courage? Would you give them vision? Would you give them a clear vision of where you're taking them? And give them all the confirmation that they need, from leaders to spouses to friends to family, whatever it is, bring confirmation in this season. Show them that you're giving the stamp of approval for them to move, take a step out of that boat, even if they don't have all the answers. But Lord, this is the season of moving out for them. God, I pray that they would be faithful, that they would be a follower of you that just says yes, yes to whatever this calling is. So we pray for boldness, creativity, clarity, excitement, and peace as they step out of the boat. For the rest of us in the season, that God, you're not calling us yet into the big thing. You're not calling us yet to step out of the boat. I pray that we would still have that posture of yes, that creativity, that boldness to say yes to just staying where we're at. God, I pray that we would serve the leaders that we are under right now very well, that there would be a heart to make them look good, because God, ultimately, it makes you look good. Thank you that you've given us examples like Joseph to follow. Thank you that, God, we are in a place that is a lot better than being in slavery. We thank you for that. So God, give us your perspective right now. Show us your perspective on our bosses and our leaders, that we could serve them knowing that, God, it's an act of faith. God, it's serving you. God, when we put in a long day, when we do something that feels very much like nobody sees us, God, give us faith to see it as serving you when nobody else sees it. And give us joy in this next season doing it. God, I pray that we would be the greatest servants of all. That God, the people in our lives would look at us and say, that person is such a servant. We want to do that, God. We want to be those people. Lord, we say yes to you. We say yes to servant leadership. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys, thank you. Thank you for following along this 12-week series. Sorry if I ended on a heavy note, but this is just so important for us. It really, really is. Seriously, thank you too for everybody who sent me any sort of DMs, you know, encouraging me. It means a lot to me. Sometimes I'm just sitting alone in a room talking into a microphone. I know, I see the numbers. There are people that are listening from all over the world. I thank you for that. I'm so thankful for that. But, you know, when you send me a message, when you send me an email, it really means a lot. Instagram at Ryan Romeo. I'm on there. I am on there not very much lately. I've been really kind of slowing down on social media. And it's okay. You know, there's those seasons where it's okay. And I'm backing off a little bit to just focus on my health, spiritual, emotional health, the health of my family. But jump on there at Ryan Romeo. Email me, ryan@ryanromeo.com. Like and subscribe and do all that stuff with the podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. We're going to fire it back up in January. We're going to be back at it, you know, in mid-January. So make sure and jump in there. I love you guys. So thankful for you. All of you, please. Have a Merry Christmas. Keep your head in the clouds and your feet on the ground. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Head in the Clouds with Ryan Romeo. For more information about this show, visit convergepodcastnetwork.com.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.